Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with Jay Gordon Duncan. If you're wondering why the Jay, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. If that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, it's a completely solo episode. I'm not with the CACS community today. It's just me and you, and I'm excited about that. And what we have here, is my year in movement review. Now, what that means is I reflect on the past year of movement that I've done. And the reason I share that is, one, it gives me a chance to reflect, gives me a chance to be, thankful. And it also gives me a chance to encourage you, inspire you to move as well. But before we hop in, as always, I've just got to say thank you so much for watching and listening, especially your feedback on the last episode. But let's jump right in. Now, if you've ever followed me online or the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, you know that 99% of my movement is running. I'm absolutely passionate about running. It plays a vital part in my day-to-day mental health. It helps me in my battle with epilepsy. And I love tackling some goals. And you guys have been with me all along the way as I've done things like try to qualify for the Boston Marathon and run it. And so what I do here is, this is mid-December, and I just sit and reflect, and I look back on what the year has been like. Now, I hope to record a couple more of these episodes reflecting on the books I've read and things like that. But today I want to talk about movement. Now, real quick, I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Forgive me, I realized I poured it just before I got on, and I didn't want it to go to waste. So this year I entered completely healthy. I ended 2022 with not a great Richmond Marathon, but a real just a blast running the Bigland 10-7. But I started this year with some big goals. I started 2023 wanting to just capitalize, forgive my my pun, on my fitness and move on into a marathon. And I had been invited by a friend of mine named Ty, a super runner, to run the Island Marathon down on the beach of North Carolina. And this is a super flat marathon. In fact, it's primarily flat until miles 23. We have to go up and over a bridge twice. Really brutal place to put a bridge. And even though the race is flat, you really feel that. And my goal going into it was to qualify for the Boston Marathon, but which is probably my goal in every marathon. But really, my goal was to run healthily, because in my Richmond Marathon the prior year, I had cramps and I just didn't do well at all. I had a good training cycle up for it. It was a short training cycle because I had just come off of the Richmond Marathon. Usually I'll take 12 to 16 weeks. And here, I really only had about an 8 to 10 week cycle. But I entered it really, really well. It's a smaller marathon, and it started in pitch black and was kind of chilly. But, you know, you're down at the beach, you just don't really know what's going to happen. You don't know what the wind's going to be like. And guys, I ran that marathon really, really well. Now, I did not qualify for that in that marathon. My qualifying time for Boston is 3:25, and I ran a 3:33. But here's the thing. I ran that marathon very healthy, very strong, no cramping, no bonking, which means I didn't fall out of the end. And I wound up finishing second in the Masters division, which is the over 50 division. That marathon gave me a tremendous amount of confidence to start the year, because it reminded me that I can manage a race well, that I don't have to fall apart at the end. I can train healthily and I can finish healthily. And it was really great to finish second in my age. I grabbed two medals on that one. I saw multiple people that I knew, some folks I knew purely through the toughness group Instagram, which is my fitness page. And guys, 3:33 is a really strong marathon. It really, really is. I didn't qualify. And I think what it was is I just didn't have enough mileage under my belt. I realized at the February marathon at the beginning of this year that if I really want to make some progress, I'm going to have to start putting on more and more mileage. Now, what I mean by that is, in a training cycle, then I would my peak would be in like the low 50s, and I would average in the high 40s miles per week. And I realized that that's just not enough mileage. And even after running for 14, 15 years, I'm still learning things. So I finished that one very happy and very healthy. And I was just very excited about it. Now, so that put me into February, and I took a little bit of a break just to kind of recover. And then I started eyeing the Marine Corps Marathon Devil Dog Double. Now, the Devil Dog Double is you run the Marine Corps Marathon, a half marathon here in town, and then you circle back out, you go way down to the bottom of this hill, and you come back, and you wind up running 18.1 miles. Now, the Fredericksburg Marathon is wonderful, but it ends with some brutal hills. And so you run the half marathon, you run up two giant hills, and then you get done and you turn around and you go back out, you go back way down the hill and you come right back. Now, I had run this the year prior and had run fairly strong, but did not place or anything like that. And so I looked at the times and I looked at my fitness level. And I thought, I think I can get top three in the master's division. I had just done that in a marathon. And the competition is pretty fierce here in Fredericksburg. But I looked at my time from last year. I looked at how well I had run the Island Marathon. And that was my goal. What I did differently for that race is I trained like it was a marathon. So that means, you know, in a marathon, your long run in a week will be 20 or 22 miles. So during the 18-mile training race, I ran 20 miles. And so I trained like a marathon. The reason I did that is I wanted the long range, like wind. I wanted the endurance of a longer race, like a marathon. But I wanted to be fresh. Like I wanted to cross 18 feeling really strong. I felt like that. And I did tons of hill work. And guys, I've never consistently done hill work. So I would actually run the hills that are on the race. And I ran them over and over and over again. It was really good. It gave me a lot of it gave me a lot of experience. And it gave me a lot of muscle memory. So when I ran the race, my body knew what to do. I've shared on that race before, I finished really well. And ran super confidently and missed the award ceremony and then found out that I literally won the Masters Division. I was the number one runner in that race over 50. And so there was a wonderful award ceremony a week later at Rebellion, which is a local whiskey restaurant here in town. And they gave me this huge award. I got this big, giant award. It was very cool. Only a couple of times in my life have I actually like won outright like that. And it was fun to win the Masters of the Devil Dog Double. It was a wonderful experience. Wished I had not missed the award ceremony that day, but totally okay. So here I am. That's, I forget, April or May. And so I'm going into the summer and I'm trying to figure out what to do because I have not added all those miles yet. And I know that I know races I want to do. So I was toying around, and I was toying around with running the Dahlgren Trail 50K in August. Now, a 50K is 31 miles, and that's an ultra marathon. And I had one ultra marathon underneath my belt from years ago, and I had run it really poorly, hadn't prepared for it. And I decided I was going to run the Dahlgren 50K in August. But what that meant was ultra marathon training in the summer, which meant 60-mile weeks, a couple of 70-mile weeks. And so what that meant is I was running 20-miler every weekend, running two half marathons during the week and sprinkling in other stuff to get there. And guys, I loved my summer training. It was hot. It was sweaty. It was amazing. And I put on so much mileage, mile after mile after mile, because my goal in the Dahlgren 50K was to run it in under 5 hours and to place in my age group. And there's some serious ultra marathoners out there. And guys, I've shared that story before. I don't remember what my final place was. I remember that I came in third in my age group and I ran a 5:06. And I'm not really upset that I went over 6 minutes because I ran that race solid. I never cramped, which is amazing to do 31 miles in the heat like that. I had to learn how to run with a hydration pack, which I'm not used to doing. And it was a spiritual experience. I mean, when you're at mile 29 and you're just forcing yourself to step, it's just you and God out there. The joke is, if you want to get to know yourself, run a marathon. If you want to talk to God, run an ultra marathon. And I definitely felt it that day. Amazing experience. I mean, like truly spiritual experience. But then here I'm in August, and I know that I've got the November Richmond Marathon every year for my birthday. And again, I enter into a marathon season wanting to qualify for Boston. So I took a couple of weeks rest, and then it was time to jump into marathon training season. And here's where I began to really experience some obstacles. The obstacles early in the year were just, can you be disciplined enough to do it? Here, I had an amazingly difficult time switching from endurance distance mileage to speed work. Now, a 26 miler is still an endurance race, but if you want to run well, you got to do a lot of speed work. And that means Monday intervals. That means a lot of Wednesday mid-tempos. And it just took my body a long time to get its speed back. But I was adding on the mileage, man. I'm hitting the 60 miles. You know, I'm trying. I really did. Like, I did what I wanted to do. And I was hitting the 60 milers and hitting the 60 milers. My 20 milers in training really weren't that strong. And it really took me about 8 weeks to feel any progress. But then in the middle of that train, I ran the Ruitz half marathon. And I came in second overall in the Ruitz race. And that one second overall. Also running those same hills from the Dahlgren Trail. And when I did that, I thought, I am feeling great. In fact, that was one of the more confident and strong races I've ever run in my entire life. So that race in prep for Richmond made me have a lot of confidence. And so I held up really well, no injuries. And I went to the Richmond Marathon in November. Now, in my taper week, and those are the 2 weeks where you have less mileage to heal up, I started to have a little bit of pain right below my butt muscle, forgive me, but nothing that was hindering me at all. And I just thought, well, it's a taper pain. Now, in running the Richmond Marathon, I ran a 3:36. That was disappointing. I ran strong, no cramping, but I thought I was going to run better than that. In the first 4 miles, I remember my buddy Danny asked me, how you doing? And I was like, well, I got a little bit of pain in my butt, but it's not bothering me that badly. And that pain persisted throughout the race, but it was never, I wasn't limping. It was just there. And it's just the pain you get. And so listen, I didn't hit Boston, but I never knew exactly what it was. I no excuses, but 3:36 is just what I had that day. Now, Richmond is massively more hilly than Run the Island. Run the Island is just flat, except for those 2 miles I mentioned. Richmond's got tons of obstacles. But I finished 3:36, wonderful, high fives, went out to eat with friends. I'm very thankful I do it, but I just didn't have the numbers, and I just didn't really know why. I didn't know what was going on. Well, then, during the taper, things began to fall apart. During the taper, that pain in my butt, forgive me, became worse. And I couldn't extend my left leg completely. In fact, I felt like I was kind of pushing off my right leg and just kind of limping off my left leg. It was getting worse. And I mentioned online that last week I ran the Run Big Land 10-7. I came in second. That's a brutal trail race. And I entered into it not very strong. And there were sections that I was limping. And I didn't have my sprinting power. There were several times I had a chance to overtake the leader, and I had no sprinting power. Just that leg was just not going to do it. Very happy with my second place finish, but that's all I had. I couldn't do any more than that. And so where I'm at now is I can't run. I went out for a 1 mile run the other day, and the pain in my left leg is too great. I've got a doctor's appointment next week. But this podcast is not about my injury. This is going to be, I think, my best running year ever. I mean, let me look at my notes here. Second in age on Run the Island, Masters champion Devil Dog, third in my age, Dahlgren, 3:36 at Richmond, second place overall at Ruitz, and second place in 10-7. Great year. Most mileage I've ever done. I hit an all-time. We're going to hit around 2,200 miles this year. That's probably part of the injury right now. It's an overuse injury, I'm guessing. Now I'm going to go next week. I'm not overly worried. I've got the end of the year to rest and recover. I'm focusing things on like stretching, strength training, and yoga right now, but just I'm not running. I just can't. And I'm just going to take this time to heal up. But friends, my encouragement to you is this. I share this one because I need to look at the year. I need to go back. And this is the most recounting I've done. This is the only time I've sat down and actually recounted the year. This is the first time I've actually written, what did I do this year, right? But for you, my encouragement to you as you approach the new year is, if you don't have a discipline of movement, you're not going to be healthy in the areas of your life. You don't have to run. You don't have to do swim. You just need to move. One of the things we've always said at Toughness Groove, my fitness page, is we just respect all movement. If you're moving, we respect it. And guys, find your movement. Find anything. Start small. Start with standing up and moving every 15 minutes, or every after hour, you know, every hour. If you have had a discipline of exercise and movement before and you've fallen off, start now. Don't wait till January 1st, but you will find that when you move your body, it's going to move your mind. It's going to release very healthy drugs in your brain, very healthy. Instead of dopamine hits, you're going to get serotonin, which transforms you. And stretching and movement and yoga, things like that, and prevent injuries that set you back for months. Guys, my great encouragement to you as you go into next year is to move in a healthy way so that you can be healthy in other areas. I know when I get up in the movement in the morning and I get that movement in, it gets my mind and my body kick charged for so many other areas. Me, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm listening to audiobooks, it's feeding so many other things where I'm silent. Guys, my encouragement to you is to move. Thank you for listening to my year in review. I wanted to share it in a way that didn't sound overly selfish. I needed the opportunity to just kind of walk through, what did I do this year? And I've got a lot to be thankful for. Just reading through this, even though I can't run right now, is let me be thankful. And then set my eyes on next year. I don't know. I only know of two races I'm going to do next year. I know I'll do more, but I haven't decided on them. But right now, my focus is rest, recovery, and gratitude. Guys, for you, rest, recovery, and gratitude is always immensely important. However, I also encourage you, start moving. Start moving a little bit every day. Don't be ashamed about what you can do now. Just do a little bit every day, and eventually you'll be able to do more as you go along. So guys, we talk a lot about business here at the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, but I don't want to forget the fitness part. Let's start moving every day, even if it's small, and build to make a better you. Guys, thanks for listening to my story, even if you're not a runner, and I can't wait to talk to you again. See you next week. Thanks so much.